WRCL Mobile.
KO4HKX, Patrick on this end.
HKX, how's it going, Patrick? How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well. How about yourself?
Up and at it and kicking.
Cop lined up today.
I'm headed back over here to Inman. That project over there is going to take a while. Got meeting a guy over there to do some trenching this morning so we can go ahead and start putting conduit and power and water lines and stuff in the ground, get it run out of this building.
Be a while. That trenching takes some time. At least it does up the house. We get a lot of rock.
Yeah, I got a feeling he might be in for a rough ride, but he's got a little, they call it a dingo. It seems to be a little bit better than a walk-behind trencher. He can usually do, on average, he can get about 100 feet in about 45 minutes.
Dingoes are a little bit heavier, so they don't bounce quite as bad.
Yeah, it tends to want to walk away from it.
Your antenna put up and all mounted up like you wanted it?
Got it up on the pole and I've got the coax run down to the polyphaser, got it mounted and grounded. I hadn't got it run into the house and I hadn't got my tower finished up and grounded. Just having to do it in stages. Had a customer of mine that I've worked on his car before, brought it over Saturday afternoon late. Leaking coolant, so he ended up pulling it apart yesterday. The intake was cracked, 4.6 liter forward, and put it all back together, pressure tested it again, and as soon as I put the pressure tester on it and started pumping it up, there's a crack in the radiator, so it was 10:30 last night by the time I got done with everything.
Now, the wonderful world of plastic on an engine, never understood that.
You and me both. I do not understand the concept of a plastic intake with hot liquid going through it that gets hot and cold. And I might see it on the intake runners, you know, since that's pretty much a nominal temperature with the exception of the engine temperature, but having the coolant run through it, that just, I don't know, just don't make no sense.
The reason they did it was to save weight. Supposedly better fuel mileage with less weight.
I could see that. I just don't know that it was worth the weight savings. Seems like you could have shaved off a little extra weight somewhere else. But, oh well, I guess it is what it is. They designed it. It's been that way, I guess, since, what, early 99, 2000, somewhere around in there. This one was an 02, so it's almost 20 years old, and it still had the original intake and the original radiator in it. So they've held up pretty good.
Yeah, they honestly did pretty good when I worked for Ford. We had quite a few of them come in, and then they made the crossover where the thermostat was at out of aluminum. The rest of the intake out of plastic. And then they had the gear that had the little heater hose inlet in the back of the intake that would split where the threads went down.
Yeah, the replacement intake, Dorman started making one, and it's got the aluminum runner on the front of it, which actually this one had the aluminum runner. It was just a plastic thin section at the bottom where the O-ring sits in between the aluminum runner and the plastic intake had busted out, and the O-ring was blowed out.
I put quite a few of those on, so been there and done that, and then the radiator. That's not too bad in that little car. You said it was the Crown Vic, I believe, didn't you?
It was a Ford Explorer, and it's got the trans cooler and stuff mounted up there, so it had one bolt that was a little aggravating to get to. Once I got it out and got it back in, everything else went pretty smooth.
A little different. Done those, too. Gotta love those new tranny cooler lines, too, they got for you, the disconnect on those.
Before, possibly, because the where the cooler connects, it's actually got, looks like PEX clamps on it where you squeeze them. So there really wasn't no separating them there, and I didn't feel like crawling up under there, so I just kind of had to work around it.
Yeah, Yeah, well, Russell, I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to have to hop off here. You be careful and have a good day, and I'll have an ear out for you the rest of the day. KO4HKX, clear on your final.
Good, Patrick. I hope you have an outstanding day today. Looks like the weather's going to be nice. KO4HKX, K2RCL 73s, and I am clear.